Sunday, February 28, 2016, Night of Nights, Day of Days. That's right, it's the 88th Annual Academy Awards, and this is the Daily Dave 88th Annual Academy Award Oscar Show. How are you? How was your weekend? How is it going? Hope you had a good one. As you can tell, my voice a little under the weather, but it's just my voice. Everything else feels fine. It's probably the excitement building up for the Academy Awards. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love a great awards show. I love what it stands for. I love what it represents. And I love the controversy that comes behind it. Because, again, if there is no controversy, then that means everybody's thinking the same. And when everybody thinks the same, nothing gets done. So let's see what happens. Let's see if things can change after this year. I know it's too late to change this year, but it should be pretty interesting to see what comes from this. And this, and the whole thing about diversity in the selection. My only thing, the only place I come from with this is that so long as there are good actors and actresses and good movies and good soundtracks and good cinematographers and directors and producers, it doesn't matter the color of their skin or where they're from. What does matter is that they can deliver something good, because we are way overdue for something good. And that's all I'm going to say about that. However, I'm going to say just a little bit something extra. I'm going to go ahead and just give you like the top, what is it? There we go. I'm going to give you the supporting actress in a supporting role, who I say it is. And it's going to be, you ready? You ready? Alicia Vikander for The Danish Girl. That's who I say is going to win it. Actor in a supporting role. Ooh, we got Christian Bale, Tom Hardy, Mark Ruffalo, Sylvester Stallone, Mark Rylance. You know, Sylvester Stallone, I don't know. I don't know, because, again, it's tough. But it might be Tom Hardy. It might be Sylvester Stallone. And that's where I'm going to leave that. Best actress, actress in a leading role. Cate Blanchett, Brie Larson, Jennifer Lawrence, Charlotte Rampling, Saoirse Ronan. And I'm sorry if I don't know how to pronounce her name, but I'm going to give this one to Charlotte Rampling for 45 years. Great actress, longtime actress, and she delivers. And if she doesn't get it, I'm going to give it to Cate Blanchett. That's why I say he's going to get it. And let's see, actor in a leading role, Bryan Cranston, Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio, Michael Fassbender, Eddie Redmayne. You know, it's a toss-up between these two. It's between Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant and Eddie Redmayne, The Danish Girl. Eddie Redmayne was great in that movie with the role, with what he had to do, what that role was expected of him to do. He did deliver. And the same goes for Leonardo DiCaprio. But again, it's just one of those, who did it better? And I'm going to give it to Leonardo. And let's see, the best picture of the year, The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max, Bring Him Home, The Martian, The Revenant, Room, and Spotlight. Folks, there's only two movies in this category that I say are going to win or have the greatest possibility of winning. One is Spotlight, and the second one is Bridge of Spies. And that's my hometown favorite. Having been in Berlin, having lived in Berlin for a couple of years, having actually been to the Bridge of Spies while it was still considered the Bridge of Spies. Now it's just a regular old bridge. But back then it was a divided bridge. You could only go out halfway. Then on the other side, well, there was trouble. So that's it. Bridge of Spies. That's who I say is going to win the best picture. What are your predictions? Let me know. Let me know down here in the comments. I'd love to hear it. And until tomorrow, my name is Dave Garrett. This is the Daily Dave, and I'm about to lose my voice. Have a good evening.